Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Eliminating the $800 U.S. de minimis tariff exemption effective May 2nd will increase the cost of importing tea, result in higher brokerage fees, add complexity that will lead to delays, and more than double retail prices. According to the Trump administration, canceling the exemption, initially limited to shipments from China and Hong Kong, will soon apply to additional countries, many of which produce tea. Tea vendors with high-volume online sales will experience significant margin pressure as the expense of tariffs, newly required inspections, and fees cannot be fully absorbed, leading to reduced consumer demand. China and the U.S. will likely negotiate lower tariffs on non-strategic goods such as tea, which were increased from 7.5% in January to 152.5%. That will help bulk tea buyers, but the de minimis exemption is critical to small shippers. There is no escape from the minimum 10% tariffs currently enforced. On July 8th, reciprocal tariffs, which were suspended for 90 days, will take effect. In the meantime, retaliatory tariffs, including 125% tariff imposed by China on U.S. imports, make it unlikely there will be any trade in tea for the foreseeable future. DHL's decision to suspend global shipments to the U.S. worth more than $800 adds to the trade barriers. DHL is a preferred option for retailers purchasing tea in bulk quantities. The decision to no longer accept business-to-consumer packages, quote, until further notice, end quote, as a result of delays in processing packages through U.S. Customs, which now requires formal entry processing for all shipments valued at more than $800. The previous minimum was $2,500. Here are some steps to consider. There is already a shortage of space in federally licensed bonded warehouses where current rules allow retailers to store goods without paying duty for up to 5 years. Retailers bear tariffs only on goods as they are withdrawn from storage. Useful for buffering against short-term tariff hikes, expect many more facilities to license existing warehousing as bonded storage. Next, in the U.S., there are 195 foreign trade zones and 250 active subzones in 50 states. These accept shipments, allowing importers to temporarily defer tariff payments. Jeffrey Tafel, president of the National Association of Foreign Trade Zones, told the Financial Times that interest has increased fourfold since Trump took office. Merchandise admitted to an FTZ is exempt from duties and federal excise taxes while it remains within the zone. Re-exporting from an FTZ to third countries completely avoids the tariff. FTZ members report $949 billion in goods received in 2023. Also, consider fulfilling tea orders from a different country. Known as nearshoring, this enables tea suppliers to ship large quantities without landing in the U.S. Fulfilling orders from Canada or Mexico globally results in lower costs for e-commerce shipments. Blends that qualify under USMCA free trade rules avoid duty so long as the finished tea has undergone, quote, substantial transformation, end quote, according to HTUS rules. Finally, Wholesalers and retailers should evaluate producers in countries with lower tariffs. Shipments from Vietnam will soon be subject to a 46% tariff, while the same tea from Malawi pays only a 10% duty. On July 8th, Japanese teas will be subject to 24% tariffs. Duties on tea from India will rise to 26%, and duties on tea from Sri Lanka will increase to 44%. China's Shiji Holdings was valued at $6.2 billion, with shares priced at $32.70 on April 23rd, a week after a successful public initial offering on the NASDAQ stock exchange. Shares opened 21% above the $28 ADR price, reaching a high of $41.80 per share last week. Shiji was founded in 2017 and generated $1.71 billion in revenue in 2024, up from about 10.8 billion won in 2023, according to SEC filings. Net income grew by 213% last year. The company will trade under the ticker CHA. Newly minted billionaire founder Jinji Zhang, 32, retains 89% of the company's voting rights. The successful IPO attests to, quote, sustained investor confidence in Beijing's promises to boost domestic consumption and support capital markets, end quote, writes Reuters. According to investors, the domestic appeal of premium specialty is relatively isolated from tariff-linked disturbances. Approximately 515,000 new style tea shops operate in mainland China, with an additional 100,000 located overseas, including 6,500 in the U.S. and 3,500 in Europe. Analysts forecast that the number of small format storefronts could exceed 600,000 by 2026. Shiji operates 6,284 mainly franchise stores in China, with 156 additional locations in Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, and most recently, Los Angeles. There are 169 company-owned locations worldwide. The best-selling teas are milk tea lattes, which account for 91% of sales. Shiji writes that the IPO will lead to expansion in the U.S., Thailand, Singapore, and Malaysia. TBiz correspondent Rupak Goswami filed this report on India's largest certified organic tea estate. Jalinga Tea Estate announced the launch of a wholly owned subsidiary headquartered in Berlin, Germany. The company stated that the Berlin office represents a strategic leap forward for the Assam-based company's mission to deliver certified organic pesticide-free teas and botanicals to conscious consumers and specialty tea buyers across the European Union. The estate, spanning 658 hectares, is situated in southern Assam. Annual production is 850 metric tons, all of which is exported. Jalinga has doubled its capacity for organic Assam CTC and orthodox teas and launched large-scale production of organic green tea. The company is also cultivating herbs and botanicals, including chamomile, hibiscus, lemongrass, spices, and edible flowers within its certified tea estates. One of Jalinga's most impactful initiatives is its Smart Farmers brand, a model for working with small tea growers in and around its estates to produce certified organic pesticide-free tea. This partnership empowers local growers with better prices and training and provides European buyers with fully traceable, regulation-compliant teas. The company writes that, quote, with the EU's 2026 maximum residue limit regulations tightening significantly, many conventional Assam producers may not be able to comply. Jalinga is already ahead, offering fully compliant organic teas for a discerning market, end quote. The estate has been certified carbon neutral for several years and hopes to become climate positive by planting 100,000 trees, establishing Assam's first large-scale biochar plant, and generating verifiable carbon credits. Jalinga intends to establish a carbon fund in its Berlin office, offering buyers and brands a unique opportunity not just to purchase organic teas, but to invest in scalable climate impact projects supporting regenerative agriculture, and verified carbon offsets in one of the world's most biodiverse tea-growing regions.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.